When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to In Search Of. We're your host, Ashton
and Sam.
We're two accountants who binge podcasts by day and TV by night. Keep listening to find what you've been in search of.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Ashton.
All right, so we're back. We took an unannounced, unplanned break, but it was summertime and, you know, why not? So, but we've been working on some stuff over the summer and we'll have some podcast for you guys starting in September, and it's August 28th now, so just a couple more days. But we actually recorded this a while back and I listened back to it and I'm like screaming in the mic and Sam was like whispering in the mic. I don't know what happened to the volume, but we're at it again for the second time around. But it's been a while, so I don't even remember. I do remember your story. Yours is actually really good and interesting, so I'm excited to listen to it again. But we've got Murder for Hire is our topic today. We've got like two original cases. So do you want me to go first or do you want to go first? I don't remember who went first the first time we recorded this.
I think you went first.
Okay, so I will go first. Okay, so my story is about a woman named Mary Ellen Samuels. She was born in 1947 in Southern California. From all accounts, had a very normal life growing up. She married a guy named Bob Samuels in 1980. They had a daughter together. Or no, actually, Mary Ellen had a daughter from a previous marriage, but Bob ultimately adopted her. So her name was Nicole. And in the beginning of their marriage, things appeared to be fine. However, as time went on, things got bumpy and money was always like a big issue for the couple. 6 years into their marriage, Mary Ellen told Bob she was leaving him and filed for divorce. According to the prosecutor on the case, Mary Ellen left him a note saying things like, "Our marriage had gotten stale, things just didn't work out, and I hope we can be friends, but I can't live with you." Bob tried everything he could to save the marriage, but it didn't work. 2 years later, Bob would be found in his home dead from a shotgun wound to the head. Mary Ellen and her daughter, Nicole, were the ones to find Bob. They called the police, and the police knew right away that the crime scene was suspicious. There was no forced entry. The house had been ransacked and was not consistent with the break-in, which I feel like this always happens. Like, every single time you try to stage it, like,
it's obvious.
So if you're trying to murder someone,
take note.
You're welcome. Okay. So police had learned that Bob realized there was no way to reconcile the marriage and he was going to finalize the divorce and cut Mary Ellen off financially. The police were suspicious of her from the very beginning. Obviously, it's always the person closest to you. In the divorce settlement, she would have only received $30,000, but as a widow, she would receive $500,000 in life insurance. Right after Bob died, Mary Ellen and her daughter moved back into Bob's house, sold his sandwich shop business, and collected the $500,000. Mary Ellen also spent this money within a year. Also, it just creeps me out that they, like, moved back into the house that he was killed in.
Yeah.
Like, that's a red flag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, not good vibes.
No. She purchased a Porsche, a Cancun condo, fur coats, rented limousines, and, like, had custom outfits made. Later, there was a picture found of Mary Ellen laying on a hotel bed, nude, smiling, with her body covered in $20,000 and $100 bills.
Okay, when I was looking for pictures of this case, that was, like, one of the first ones that came up, and it's so, have you seen it?
Yes.
It's so weird, because she's, like, so happy, yeah. And yeah. She's, like, just smiling, like, it is the best picture that's ever been taken of her.
It's a creepy picture. It will be shared to the gram, so you can all see it there. Unfortunately, the police did not have anything to connect Mary Ellen to the crime scene. A year later, the police finally got a break in the case. They received an anonymous tip to look into Nicole's fiance, Jim Bernstein. The police brought Mary Ellen and Jim in for questioning while sitting in the interrogation room together. Jim said to Mary Ellen, he's going to arrest one of us or both of us right here, right now for the murder. He says he knows 100% that you and I did this. However, they weren't able to get a confession out of either of them. 4 weeks later, Jim was found dead. Jim's boss told police that apparently he was planning to tell the police about his role in Bob's murder. There was a check written in cash from Mary Ellen's bank account around the time Jim died, and this led the police to Paul Gall and Daryl Ray Edwards. Paul ended up confessing everything to the police. With the confession, they were able to arrest Mary Ellen for the murders of Bob Samuels and Jim Bernstein. After her trial, Mary Ellen's daughter tried to claim that Bob had sexually abused her. However, the jury did not believe this claim. On July 1st, 1994, Mary Ellen was found guilty and sentenced to death. At the time, Mary Ellen became the fifth woman sentenced to death since California resumed capital punishment. Paul Gall and Daryl Ray Edwards each pleaded guilty to this second-degree murder and received sentences of 15 years to life. On December 3rd, 2019, the U.S. District Court reversed the death sentence and imposed on Mary Ellen Samuels, finding her trial lawyer had provided ineffective representation, and she's now in her 70s. Mary Ellen has been in prison for almost 30 years. So
she hired a hitman for the hitman, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My articles were Oxygen article by Benjamin Smith and a Wicked Wee article.
And now a word from our sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, I am going to tell you about rentahitman.com. So the story about this website went viral in 2021 when a woman named Wendy Wine sent an email to Guido Finelli, who she found on the Rent a Hitman website. The website claimed, "Got a problem that needs resolving?" With over 17,985 US-based field operatives, we can find a solution that's right for you. And Wine's problem was a man who had ripped her off for $20,000 and turned out to be her ex-husband, and she wanted him, quote, taken care of. She said, "I prefer not going to jail. Thanks for your time." And she offered $5,000 for a hitman to kill her husband. So there, I mean, a lot of problems with this, but the main one was that Guido Finelli was really Bob Inez, a man from California who had never actually killed anyone and ran the website as a sting operation. So Rolling Stone did an interview with Bob, and his background is in IT. He was trained in the security aspect of IT. He took a course in college in penetration testing and risk analysis. So like he tries to penetrate a network, find the vulnerability of it, and then patch up the vulnerability to enhance the security. So he and a few of his classmates thought that they could start a business doing that. And they came up with the name Rent-A-Hitman. So like people were renting them, like hiring them to like hit their website. So like, you know, like an internet hit or like a Google search hit or something. So it was like a play on words and like they were going to offer this service to different people. So the business never came to fruition. So Bob was left with this domain name and he actually tried to sell it for a few years, but I mean, nobody wanted it. You can guess why. So he just kind of had this like empty website. And after a few years, he like logged into it just to like clean up the inbox and like get rid of stuff. And he was surprised to find that he had almost 300 inquiries on hiring a hitman. So he said he never thought people would be so stupid to ask for a hitman on a regular website. Like this is not on the dark web. You can just Google it. And he said he got some really serious messages. The first of which was from a woman named Helen, who was from the UK, but was stranded in Canada. She'd sent a long and detailed message about being screwed out of an inheritance and wanted retaliation against her aunt, uncle, and one other family member. So after her first email, she sent a follow-up that said urgent in the subject line, and Bob Googled the information that she gave him and realized that she was pretty serious and had like planned it all out. So he took the information to the police department and they figured out that she was wanted out of the UK on warrants for some serious charges, and she was taken into custody. But Bob says that if anyone paid any attention to the site, they would have known that it was fake. It says like on the front page that it's HIPAA compliant, but HIPAA stands for Hitman Information Privacy and Protection Act of 1964, which is entirely made up. And like, it says that on the website, like, yeah. It doesn't just say HIPAA, it like spells that out.
Did you go to the actual website? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still need to do it. I haven't done it yet.
And it offers group and senior discounts. And then like on the very top of the page, it says like, buy Guido a cup of coffee, please make a $5 donation.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Stupid stuff. And Bob says there's no mention of any services, no mention of compensation or anything like that on the website. It was initially redesigned to be just so over the top fake that nobody could be that stupid to fill out a web form and expect to contact a hitman. I wanted to make this website so glaringly obvious to the normal user that this is a parody. I wanted to make it obvious to law enforcement that, hey, this is not a real website. But at the time of the interview, he had then received over 400 requests. One came from Devin Faber, a 20-year-old from Virginia. He was upset with his ex-girlfriend and wanted her mother, and her stepfather murdered, and then wanted the ex-girlfriend's infant kidnapped and brought to Texas so he could start a family with this kid and another woman. Yeah. And over the next 10 to 12 days from his initial email, he followed up asking, how come the job's not done yet? I've given you all the information, but remember, don't kill the baby. So I was able to get the information to the police. He was tracked down, arrested, and sentenced to 20 years in prison. Bob says a lot of the problems that he sees are not that extreme, but are with people's exes. But he's also seen kids wanting their teachers harmed. He once received an inquiry from a 14-year-old boy in Alaska who wanted his mom, dad, brother, and sister murdered, but he specified that he wanted it done quietly, and he like told him like where he slept and where everybody else slept in the house. So the police did a welfare check on him, and there was a history of abuse in the family. Only 10% of the legitimate threats are ones that Bob reports to the police. He says he gives people 24 hours to cool off before reporting them. So a day after a person's initial request, Bob will ask, do you still require our services? Do you want to be connected with a field operative? if they say yes to both, he reports them. But outside of like these serious requests, he gets a lot of people wanting to be hired as hitmen. So they're like looking for a job, or people trying to play pranks.
That is not a funny prank.
I know. And because there are a few instances where Bob is getting the police involved, he has kind of made it his mission to save people's lives, like whether in those like abuse type cases or school shootings or the people who are the targets of the solicitations. So Rolling Stone asked him, are you worried about violence or retaliation? And he said, not terribly, no. There's danger in everything that people do every day. My personal safety, I'm not too worried about. There's a lot of dangerous people out there. I have to be cognizant of that, but this has become my personal mission, to save other people's lives who may never even know that they were in danger. And if I have to be the face of a website to get it out there and help people, I have no problem doing that. And they asked, what has it taught you about human nature? He says, I look at things a little bit differently than some, I guess, after these experiences. I don't know what's traveling through someone's head when they send an email. I don't know if they're in deep despair. I don't know if they're looking for assisted suicide. I don't
know if they want their ex-husband or wife taken out. I don't know what the situation is. I have to take every precaution and look at these emails and make sure I'm asking the right questions and researching properly. There's a lot of mental illness that's out there. A lot of it shows up in my email. Let's put it that way. A lot of it shows up from people seeking to cause harm to others. Everybody's got their own story going on inside their head. And unfortunately, my website is like a magnet for those who are just hellbent on causing harm to others.
So that was mostly from the interview with Rolling Stone, but I got some information from CNN too.
So I guess he had the website up before he finally revealed who he was.
He never had on the website, I don't think.
Okay. Because that would be a little scary, like, to finally reveal who you are and people, like, these crazy people who are angry.
Yeah, I feel like at this point, he said that since, like, this has happened, he still gets more requests. And he says, I guess some people just, like, don't read the news or, like, watch TV or anything.
Put two and two together.
Yeah, because he's like, I've done this story, and since I'm still getting people... Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. inquiries. So people are just like, don't pay attention to news.
But... Man, well, you know where to go if you need to hire a hitman. I hope not.
Yeah, we told you don't stage a crime scene. And yes. This is where you can go to get a hitman.
Yeah. So you're welcome. Yeah, that was really interesting. I remember the first time listening to it, I was just like, mind blown. Like, I literally, all I can think about is like Angie's List.
Yeah.
But like murder for or like hirehitman.com. Yeah. Yeah.
Like just next door.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me laugh. So good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Well, I think that's all we got. So bye, Sam.
Bye, Ashton.
Thanks for listening to In Search Of. Don't forget to review, subscribe, and follow our podcast to stay up to date on the latest episodes.
If you want more information on In Search Of, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.